as long as one person can see another, then it will be considered a... Yeah, yeah. It's an important point, Abisai, what is being mentioned now. Now, if you've got... Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, so if you want to count a minion, what Mr. Zakir is pointing out, you want to have a minion, so the way to establish a minion, we said, is Roin Elu is Elu, it sees one another. So if you've got a small window, you can see only one person. And you can only see one way in a direction, you can only see one person. Would that be, there's five in the one room, five in the other room, there's a wall in between with a small window, but one person can see another. Will they join up as a minion or not? So the answer is, according to what we have seen in the poskim, and it is very much an essential discussion in the contemporary poskim, the halacha seems to be that it's fine. You don't have to see everybody, you have to see one person on each side. It needs to be Elu es Elu, it needs to be two-sided, two directions, but you don't have to see everybody. You can see some of them, that's fine. And again, I would say, it doesn't have to be that you actually see somebody. There's not that staring aspect. It's not that you have to actually see, it's that it's visible. So you don't have to actually, keep, instead of saying Shema, you keep looking at the person and make sure that there's... It's not that, it's that it needs to be visible, yeah.
If you have a narrow set of corridors that's in a chess shape...
And they don't see each other?
And no, most people are in this bit.
Yeah, if they don't see...
But there's one person on each corner.
Yeah, then I suppose that's fine. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Even though the other's mama's...
Yeah, I suppose that's good enough, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, of course, there's a point of hearing as well. So one mechitza we discussed yesterday, and the halacha is probably that's not good enough because it needs to be roin elu es elu. It needs to be two sided. It needs to be both directions, and that's probably why one way mechitza is probably not good enough. But so before we proceed with Simon and Nunvav, I just want to quote to you the last Mishnah Berurah in terms of there's so much to be discussed still in this halachas of making a minion. But the last Mishnah Berurah here, I still want to mention, which is we discussed yesterday still the halachas in terms of ensuring there is actually a minion in town, And whilst there is the bottom line is once there is a minion, you've got to go to that minion. More on that in another Shem et Shem. Once there is a minion, you've got an obligation to join the minion. However, if there's no current minion in place, you don't have to actually, how much do you actually have to establish the minion? How much you have to pay to make a minion? So we said that during Nom Neroim, Uzu has been a minik, that there is, you have got to make sure there's a minion Nom Neroim, Shabbos, less so, weekdays, even less so, but on Yom Neroim, you've got to try to make sure, even if it's only eight people, you've got to try to pay for people to come. The Mishnah Berurah does say, okay, I'm quoting the last few lines of the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Ayin Gimel. Chazal said, "Shebileze bo lebeis haKnesses v'lo imotzo shem asor." I'm in the middle of Mishnah Berurah. Please allow me just to read the last few lines in Tzivkot Ayin Gimel. Chazal said, "Gemor in a few places, Shebileze went to shul and he didn't find there was no minion there. V'shicher avdoi, he redeemed his servant." And thereby he became a tenth. So he had an eved, which is worth, and there's a financial aspect to that. If you've got an eved, a slave, and there's only nine people there as a minion, you say, you know what, I'm going to take my slave and I'm going to free him, which means that he's not a slave anymore, and thereby I'm going to have a minion. So there's a financial implications because you lost your slave. He did that just to show the importance of actually creating a minion. From here we see, person shouldn't be lazy at all to make a minion for davening. And how important it is for a person, when you're living in a place where there's only a small amount of minyonim, small amount of kehila. If you are the one who creates the minion, a smaller settlement, that's great. I shouldn't cancel the constant minion. Even if it's just one of the Asur Rishonim, If you just want the first 10, Om Chazal, Shenoit Tzchar Neged Kol Aboyim Achem, you take the reward for everybody. That's so Rishonim, that's a great mitzvah. You take the, so that's if you want to Rishonim, even more so think what it's like, Kal V'choyim HaBazeh Shu'om Elikapsim Gamken. If you're the one who doesn't know one of the first 10, but you're the one who actually gathers everybody, that's really indeed a very great, a great deed. Om Chazal Kol HaMezakez Rabim Ein Chet Poliot, and he finished off with a very powerful statement. Kol HaMezakez Rabim, whoever is Mezakez the Rabim, whoever makes a schus for the entire community, ein chet bo liodoi, no chet will come into he won't be over chet, he won't do an averus. It's a great schus indeed. So that just gives us a bit of indication. Shulchan Aruch doesn't directly speak about it, but the Mishavur gives an indication how important it is to actually create the minion, to make that minion happen. That's a great schus. I'm wondering, and I don't know the answer, I don't know what you think about this, I'm wondering, what if there is already minyonim? You know, there's a 8 o'clock Maariv, a 9 o'clock Maariv, a 10 o'clock Maariv. If you're the one now who is trying to create the 11 o'clock Maariv, is that also included in that great chos, yes or no?
Well, you're taking away from the
10
and the
9. Yeah, there you go. So I agree with you. I think probably that's not what he's not referring to that. He's clearly referring to a case, I think I agree with you, that if you are the one who makes a minion out of Yesh Me'ayin, if there was no minion, so if you're in a place like Wales, yeah, and you know, there's only at this stage, there's only 7 Eden and 3 sheep. No, not 3 sheep. It's much more sheep than that. Yeah. So you know, and you're the one who actually pulls this off, and you make a minion by getting somebody from further afield, and you're getting that minion together. That's what it's a tremendous, tremendous chos.
You could argue that if there isn't an 11 o'clock minion, and otherwise people would not be able to
dump. Yeah. That's an interesting point as well. Yeah, what happens if you're making an 11 o'clock minion and you're making, for instance, you're making a minion, a mincha minion, yeah, a 1 o'clock mincha or something like that, you know, in the winter, people wouldn't be able to daven with a minion, and you're the one making that. So yeah, that's interesting. Okay, but now we will be discussing, it's not here the point, but we'll be discussing and we'll be addressing in a different shem, it's shem le'tom, Chnoch discusses the loch in terms of how much do you have to, what's your obligation to go to a minion? How much do you have to, how far, distance, time, money, all those questions, that's not addressed here, that's addressed as well. We are addressing over here just in terms of the obligation to make and create the minion. Okay, Simon Vav, we're addressing now a different halacha, which is Din Anias, Anias HaKadosh El Deakol. We're now addressing Kaddish. So we discussed minion, now we're discussing Kaddish. So, Yesh Lechaven Be'anias HaKadosh. The Shulchan Aruch starts off saying a person is to have Kavona when he is Oine, when he replies, when he answers the Kaddish. What is that? So, Mishmuv here in the first Mishmuv, when Sifkot Aleph gives us a bit of the background information about the importance of Kaddish. Let us hear what the Mishmuv teaches us over here in Sifkot Aleph. Yesh Lechaven Ki Om Chazal, Kol Oine, whoever answers and says, Omein, Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevorach, Bechol Koichoi, whoever says these words, Bechol Koichoi, with all his vigor, Koiri loy gzardinoi, the gzardin, the bad decrees are torn apart of Peshu HaRishonim, and the Rishonim interpret this, the Rishonim Bechol Koichoi, what does all his might and vigor mean? What does all might mean? Oh, exactly, very good. So Mishavu comes, and we want to get to that. Bechol Koichoi doesn't mean with all his might. What does it mean? It doesn't mean screaming. There's no screaming. It's bechol kavonosoi uvechol evorov. It means great kavona. Koyach is not. Koyach doesn't mean. It's interesting. We have to think about this. But koyach doesn't mean muscular strength. it means bechol koyach. It means it's a level of kavona with a tremendous. I remember years ago I was davening in Yerushalayim when we still lived there. So I remember there was this fellow was davening in that minyan where I davened. He was a very kind of strongly built man. He had enormous lungs, and his Omen Yesh Me'ir Rabba, this was a big Bais Medrash, but the walls would shake. In the spoil, I was always looking like, what's going to happen now with the, you know, he's like, everything's still safe. And he would scream, Omen Yesh Me'ir Rabba, and everything. So I remember I was much too, you know, shy and young. Maybe today I would do it differently, but I didn't approach it. But once somebody went up to him, and I was standing nearby, and he says, you know, why are you screaming like that? And this individual said, it was a, you know, it was a,
He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Kol ha'oyne ominish me'rab b'chol koychoy koyle gzardinoy." That's what he said, but he was wrong. He didn't go to the issue. That's right. He didn't go to the issue. That's what happens when people don't go to the issue. They make these crucial mistakes. They interpret it wrong. That's not what it means. It's nothing to do with screaming and shouting. There's no halacha that you've got to scream and shout on the Shmirah. But what it does mean is that you've got to do it with great kavana. So koyach, what it means is koyach. I still don't know exactly how we're going to translate this correctly. Koyach means not muscular strength. It means kavana, strong kavana. Is that what it is? It's with a proper intent. Because I suppose it's also teaches us what koyach means. Koyach doesn't have to be necessarily physical strength, but it means kavana strength. Look at these words, very interesting words. You say with your heart and your soul, and do not say it with your lips, and your heart, balimoy is not with you. So you got to say it in an intentional, kavanadig way. Should also, not only the kavanah of Omin Yishin Rabbah, you should have kavanah, but also when the kaddish is being recited by the chazan, you should also have intention and kavanah to what actually the chazan says. Because with this, that will help. You should also have kavanah to what the chazan says, to what you're actually saying, Omin Yishin Rabbah. Omin Yishin Rabbah is a reply. It's a Omein Yishmer. Omein means indeed. So what are you saying indeed too? You are confirming the statement said Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh Shmei Rabba.
Aren't you meant to make a slight pause between the Omein and the Heishmei?
Yeah, we will get to that. We will get to that shortly. We'll get to that. So it is very, very hard. It's just really, really incredibly hard to have kavana by Omein Yishmer Rabba and by listening of the chazan, because it's just so frequent and it's just so hard to have conscious kavana. But we should know that we have to strive, and it's a halacha that a person should aim to achieve that. Certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Shekein Tzorech Lizor Me'oid Me'oid. But you should be very, very careful. Shelasiach Be'emtza Kaddish HaKedusha. You should certainly not talk in the middle. That's a real chet. K'deisa B'Masechet Derech Eretz. He brings over here now from Brais B'Masechet Derech Eretz as follows. Rebchama Ashkechel Elio Bekama Alfi Gmalim. He met him. That's a story. It says two stories here. Story number one. Rebchama found Elio. Chama found Elio Anovi, become alfe gmalim to unim af b'chemo. There was a gmalim. He met Elio. It was thousands and thousands of alfe gmalim, thousands of camels who were loaded with af b'chemo l'shalem le'elu. There was thousands of camels which were loaded with af b'chemo, with anger, with ash, and with very negative koiches. These camels were loaded with all that. And he said, these are as punishment. These thousands of camels are loaded with punishments for those who spoke during Kaddish. Furthermore, whoever speaks in these places, Kaddish and Kedusha, all of our costs of Oima, that's what the Pasuk is referring to, very powerful statement. Not you are called Yaakov if a person talks in the middle of Kaddish Kedusha. Story number two. There was a great chassid, a righteous man. He saw this person, another colleague, another chassid, another person in his dream. After he had died, and his face was shiny, was lit. Marikois was the opposite. It was empty, it was on the contrary, it was pale, that's right. He dreamt of him, and after he had died, he appeared to him, and he saw him in such a bad shape, in such a negative state. I asked him, why are you looking like this? Omaloi, he replied to him, he said, why like this? Because I was talking when the chazan said, Vayichulu. When the chazan said, Vayichulu, I spoke. And that's why I looked like this. Ubiyakas Mogeno voice. Yeah, but he says, yeah, look. One second. Vayichulu, Ubiyakas Mogeno voice, and I also spoke by Mogeno voice. Uvayiskadel, and during Kaddish spoke, that's the time he caught up the news. You know? So he spoke during Kaddish as well as during Vaychulu and Moganovi, and that's why it looks like this. Pardon? It looks like that wasn't the main. The conversations were finished by then. This is the Sefer Chassidim is reporting a story. That's what this person said. That's the three times he would speak, and that's why it looked like that.
Rabbi, but generally I heard you mustn't speak in Shul anyway.
That's true.
So why is it such a big favor to speak during davening in Shul any time? So why are they emphasizing these particular points? Surely you should say you mustn't speak in shul.
You're right, but there's various levels. Of course, Stephen, ideally, a person should never talk in shul, should never talk during davening, but with the emphasis over here being made is that it's particularly bad to speak in those stages. Now, the Mishmur continues in another short... Pardon? I'm not familiar, I'm not sure. I don't know. Mishmu finishes and says, I feel the Harabi divrei Torah also b'shal shechazno em kaddish. Can't even learn. Don't think about this difficult Tosfos and this don't do chazal of dirshu during kaddish because you don't even know how to think of you don't have to think even of Torah. I mean, Mishtoich lechaven habe when he's kaddish, you've got to think of the kavon of the intent of kaddish. When chilav and kaddish al tnach le'agodah, Mishnah doesn't make a difference what kind of kaddish we're reciting. Now, Rabbi Yisrael comes a controversial Mishnah Berurah, a very controversial one. How does kaddish start? Iskadal, iskadal, iskadash. What? What? How do you start? Iskadal, iskadash. So how do we do it? Okay, I this is one of my mishnebuos that I feel a bit self-conscious when I speak about this. But so the mishnebuos says as follows: Hakadosh Nusach Hakadosh Iskadel v'Iskadesh. Have you got a printed version? Well, clearly mishnebuos means Iskadel v'Iskadesh. He's going to explain why. Shusel pe'amikro v'Iskadelte v'Iskadashti. Homo mecheskel tzeposk mecheskel. In machloek is goygumog. Shos Iskadel shmoy shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In the great war of goygumogoyk, which will be, as explained in Sefer Yecheskel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name will be great and increased. And that's what the Pasuk is referring to. That's where the word Iskadel v'Iskadash, that's where it comes from, the word Iskadel v'Iskadash, which comes from that machloikas going on, which will be Mitzvah Hashem. We're hoping for that great occurrence to take place. Shos Iskadel Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dekzib, Boyoyim Ahu, Yashem Echod Shmoy Echod. Now, Boyoyim Radalet, Iskadel v'Iskadesh B'Tzeirei. You should say Iskadel v'Iskadesh with a Tzeirei. Not with a Pasach, but with a Tzeirei. Iskadel v'Iskadesh. Ki Hu Ivri V'Loy Targum, because this is Loshon HaKodesh and it's not Targum. Well. This is a black and white Mishnah Berurah. It's a black and white Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Gavis Desh," and that's why it is common, as you're saying, that many Litvish Shabbat Midrashim have taken this Mishnah Berurah. There's no two ways about it. Mishnah Berurah clearly says, "You say Iskadel v'Iskadesh." He says it. You can't explain it in any other way. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He's got that explanation as well. The problem with this Mishnah Berurah is what? What does he say over here? Iskadal v'iskadash. What does he say? I can tell you in advance. Iskadal v'iskadash. What did this sitter say? What did that sitter say? What did his dad sitter say? What did that sitter say? Guess what? I searched on, I have quite a collection of old Siddurim and Machsorim. I went through every single one of them. And more than that, there wasn't even one Siddur or Machsa which has... I don't have such a great collection, but I'm saying that, you know, a bit of a screening. Yeah, so the previously the nusach was unanimously for doyre doyres. It was always iskadal v'iskadash. And as I said, I don't think you can find one pre Mishnah Berurah siddur or pre Mishnah Berurah machsa that will say yiskadel. But as you're pointing out, the Mishnah Berurah is our, as the Chazon Ish writes, the Chazon Ish is the Posek Achen, Chazon Ish writes that, you know, we always go with the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why a lot of the more recent Sidurim, the post-Mishnah Berurah Sidurim, a lot of the Mishnah Berurah that take the psak and the guidance of the Rav Sidum that go with the guidance of Rav Sidum that go with the Mishneh Berurah, they have changed and they have adapted the Nusach to Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh as per the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, Mishneh Berurah says that's what you should say. So that's what people, a lot of people do. So the meaning is, there is no real difference in meaning. I'm not good in dikduk, in grammar. I don't think it's a difference. Just one is Loshon Arami and one is Loshon HaKodesh. According to Loshon HaKodesh, correct dikduk, it should be Iskadil v'Iskadesh. And according to the Aramaic Loshon, it should be Iskadal v'Iskadash. And Mishnah said, this is Loshon HaKodesh and it's not Aramaic. That's where the Mishnah comes from. Pardon? I don't know about that. I hear what you're saying, that it fits its Aramaic. I don't know.
The Malachi Shoras would give anything to come down to one Heshmei
Rabbah. Right. Very nice. Yeah. So that's the background of it. It's hard to know what... I don't know what you think. What do you think about it? You go with the Mishnah Berurah, you go with the... But I think it's true to say that the Minhag has always been. I think it's true to say the Minhag has always been. Why? What are you saying? What?
He's saying that the reason is because with a tseire is Lashon HaKodesh and not Targum, but the Kaddish is written in Lashon HaTargum.
No, so he wants to say that the first words, if I understand the Mishnah correctly, I think that's what he says. That the first, it's based on Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah says another few. Yeah. Says it's Kadal v'Iskadash.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what they well, yeah, yeah. You know, both are correct. Yeah, yeah. But that's I know it's generally that's really what most neschos printed for many years. Now, Mishmur continues with another few subtle points. He says over here that you should say that Yisgadel. You should emphasize the gimel. It should be Yiskadel, which emphasizes Yiskadel. He also says that you should say Yishalol, Divro, it's two words, Chirusei, you should stop afterwards, just a little bit before the Omen. Is that what you said, Stephen? You should stop before the... You should stop after the Omen?
That's what I was told. You stop after Omen for a few minutes, seconds, and then you carry on.
Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah also says something which we can't always know. That's a bit dodgy. Mishnah Berurah says, then he said, what happens if the Chazan does this very extended Ve'imru Omen? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what you should do is, you should say straight away, like, you can't sing after. You should say the Omen should come straight away. Immediately, the Omen should come. Yeah, so you should follow the shot straight away. There cannot be a. You should straight away. There shouldn't be a half second between. But I know sometimes in the Rome we don't do that.
When the shot doesn't say the last.
Yeah.
Too quiet,
yes, that's also a problem. You're right. That's also a problem. As soon as he says, Mishnah says, "Lo yamtino ve'im ha'shliach tzibur ma'archa b'nigun shel ve'imru omen." If the shliach tzibur does an extended nigun and singing of ve'imru omen, "Lo yamtino lov." Do not wait for him. Be'ani asa omen. You don't wait for him until to finish. When he says ve'imru omen, you go for it straight away. V'ksha oime ha'oine omen yesh meirabo yafsik tzas ben omen yesh meirabo. That's what Stephen pointed out. You say the omen, full stop or comma rather yesh meirabo. There must be a small interruption between.
You should wait for
the Chazan to say Amen. Yeah. Even if you're
schlepping between
Ve'im
and Amen.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when they sing the
Nigan. Yeah.
Sometimes there's a bit of a gap.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, it's not Ve'im Maru. That's also something which the Mishnah points out. It's Ve'im Ru. Yeah. Yeah. And then he says, "Yesh bo shmon l'shonis shel shavach." There's eight praises, eight l'shonis of praises. Kineged shiva rekim for the seven skies, the seven spheres, and that's what we try to reach the seven, going further and further up. Yeah, okay. We'll continue from this. This is just an introduction to the halachas of Kaddish. More on that, Imit Shem. We'll be following next week, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Having said this, I wish you a very pleasant evening and a very good Shabbos.